Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate On Air.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of Realtor Hacks, Tips, and Tricks. I am one of your hosts, Hallie McCrory. I work San Angelo and Dallas, Texas, icon agent with eXp Realty and host of Emmy-nominated TV show, The American Dream. I'm a Dallas host for that. And I've got my lovely co-host on today, Casey Stiers, who's also a host for American Dream, but she's based in Raleigh, North Carolina, also known for being the downtown guru. She's all things, honestly, though, all things North Carolina. She helps people from the mountains to the beach. So you can reach out to her for any North Carolina-based questions. And we're really excited today to have two new guests on, Christine George and Carrie Edwards, of Post and Being Creative. So we're going to be talking a lot about digital marketing, digital branding, how you can use like a brand identity and marketing strategy to leverage yourself for more lead generation and to, you know, establish that authority in the marketplace as a real estate agent. So welcome, ladies. They're based out of Boston. We're right outside of Boston. So we're super excited to have them on.
Well, thanks for having us.
I've got all the dogs. You guys can see the dogs coming in and out.
That's okay.
We've got a rescue right now, or a foster dog right now. So it's been complete chaos in my house. But we're a dog-friendly podcast.
We are a dog, very dog-friendly podcast. So.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us. If one of you guys, I always like to start off with our guests just like a little background about, you know, how you got into your space and how real estate fits into that.
Sure. You want to do it, Christine?
Go for it, Carrie.
Okay. Well, so my background, I'll let Christine speak for herself. But my background is not actually in real estate on the whole. I am, you know, visual arts major from college and went straight into working graphic design, everything from fashion magazines to nonprofits to major advertising agencies. So a couple of years ago, I decided to take a job. I thought it was going to be just a little job at a brokerage in my town because I had been staying home with my kids for a period of years and was kind of dipping my toe back into full-time work, and ended up at a brokerage where Christine was my boss. I am not new to real estate. I'm more of a real estate consumer. We also have a couple of Airbnb properties that we own. And so I'm familiar with real estate.
Love it.
But yeah, so I ended up working for Christine at the brokerage before we broke out on our own. So maybe Christine can take it from
there. So I'm a 30-year marketer. I spent the first 15 years of my career working in consumer products goods. I worked for global companies like Nestle and Miller Brewing Company, Gillette. And then needed a change, came into the real estate space in 2008. Just like, could that have been the worst time to come into real estate? What's that?
We're the best.
Or the best.
You want to look at it, it could have been the best because everybody was leaving.
So. That's right. So at that time, I came in working for RE/MAX Corporate, and I oversaw the marketing, promotion, events, all that good stuff for the whole region of New England. And then I just got the real estate bug. And I see this happening with people. Like, they get the real estate bug and they just never want to leave because it's just so rewarding. Anyway, I left to go to work for one of our largest customers, which was Leading Edge Real Estate. And I was there helping the agents and the brokerage grow for 7 years, brought Carrie on. And then we were like, I swear to God, we were like kismet. Like, Not only is our hair the same, but like we had so much in common from a life stage perspective. We're raising kids. Our boys are the same age. And so we hit it off personally. And then over time we realized like, wow, together we're pretty powerful. And we wanted to be able to impact the space on a larger scale, not just with our 200 agent brokerage. And so, I don't know, we had the support of our software engineer husbands and we switched. We made out.
Wow. Okay. That's so funny that I love that you guys like have the same hair and then you have the software engineer husbands. Does their knowledge of software or does that help you guys in what you do? No. Okay.
Hell no.
They are, it's almost, yeah, it's a totally different language. And
literally.
They have no idea, but they are very supportive. They're good to bounce.
Okay, we got that at least. Didn't know because I worked, my first job out of college was working software sales for Oracle. And I feel like that did give me a lot of help in what I do with real estate. But, you know, what I do is different from what you guys do in a sense. So
yes, and our husbands are not salespeople.
Right. They're engineers.
They're the engineers. Yes.
Yeah.
They live up to the engineer stereotype, both of them.
Yeah. So you guys focus on all different types of clients, not just real estate, but obviously you've worked in real estate. So there are some real estate.
Real estate is our focus. And this is actually something that we encourage our clients to do is to get niche focused. Because here's the thing, there are thousands of marketing companies out there, right? Like there's hundreds of thousands of them. So for us to try to compete with all of the marketing firms out there, especially being as small as and nimble as we are, we'd be like throwing spaghetti at a wall and hoping it sticks. We love the real estate space. We understand the business. We get what agents go through day in and day out. And so we knew that we had an opportunity to serve. So we are solely focused on the real estate space and proudly so.
I was just going to say, it doesn't just include realtors though. We service realtors, brokers, mortgage lenders, developers, contractors. So it's a little bit encompassing, but we really do work with realtors on a day-to-day basis. And we, you know, like Christine said, we have a real understanding of their trials and tribulations and what their needs are.
Yeah. And we actually like really encourage our clients to do the same thing because, you know, we see it like, especially when the market starts to slow down, like it is right now and agents get nervous and then you throw on top of it, a NAR, you know, settlement, legal settlement.
Yep.
Agents get super anxious. And so they just try to like do everything. And when you try to be everything to all people, you're nothing to no one. So we really, one of the things that we do is help our clients get focused on who their ideal customer is. And when you do that, you can be so much more productive and have more balance in your life.
Absolutely. I love it. And we literally just had recorded another podcast before this with one of our mentors, and he always says riches in the niches.
Yeah.
Yep. It's so true.
So do you think is just saying like working luxury real estate, like, is that enough or do you need to be like more like luxury, but like luxury divorces? Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the ideal thing to do is to think about who you want to serve. Right. So I hate those titles like luxury or I don't know. I'm trying to think of another one, but they're so blanket statement. I think that the best way to go about figuring out how you want to position yourself is to figure out who you want to serve. So kind of like figure out that avatar, write down what their needs are, what their desires are, what neighborhoods they want to live in, what, you know, and kind of match that up with what you want to do, right? Because, you know, you want to make sure that you're happy. And like Christine said, you have balance too. So, you know, if you write down neighborhoods that you want to serve, you know, they have to line up with your ideal customer, right?
Yeah. So maybe more like a tech savvy 35-year-old who is, you know, double income, no kids, like that.
Looking for downtown Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever. Exactly. So once you figure out who that person is, then you know who you're talking to, right? And then you start to speak the language that makes sense and start to use the visuals that make sense and be consistent, which is my big thing. I don't know if you guys have ever heard me talk before, but I'm really adamant that you stay consistent in your messaging and your visuals.
Yeah. Okay. So is that like one of the first steps you go through when working with a client?
Is to help them understand their ideal customer? Yes, 100%. Like when we go to put a brand identity together for a client, we go through a whole what's called the discovery phase. And part of the discovery phase is drawing out of them who it is that they serve and who it is that they love to serve. Now, a caveat I would say to that is, I'll give you an example of a client that we're working with right now. She serves buyers. She serves sellers of all kinds. Because she has been in the business for so long, she has a very large referral base. And so she gets a lot of referrals. The client that she absolutely thrives working with is the downsizer. That client could be anywhere from 55 years old to 75 years old. And they're going into this next phase of life. The younger end of it could be just downsizing into a single level living. The older end of it might be going into, you know, over 55 independent living, or even into that next phase, which is assisted living. It sort of depends on, you know, the age range and the stage of life. But what's really a big part of that discovery phase is dialing in with that client to understand who is it that brings you the greatest joy. And, you know, like a lot of agents will say, I'll work with first-time homebuyers if they're referred to me, but there's so much work. I just can't. And there are other people who think like, oh my God, I love working with first-time homebuyers. So I think the most important point of that is, you know, you're going to say no to other different kinds of clients. It's just that you're going to focus all of your messaging, all of your advertising, all of your marketing, all of it, your whole digital platform will be focused on that client that you really want to attract. It's that person that you really love working with. And that happens in the discovery phase. Yes.
Okay. Interesting. So then from there, what are the types of, I guess, branding and marketing that you consult on? Is it just digital, or is there like print that you do as well, or like at least consult on?
I think now in this day and age, it really is a lot of digital. And especially with the cost of postage and the cost of printing and paper and all of that, a lot of agents do lean into, you know, their website, which we actually, you know, we do provide that, social media templates, things like that. However, print is not dead, and we do work with some clients on things like, you know, monthly mailers. And we do everything from their business cards to their lawn signs to everything. Cause again, we want to encourage them to really be consistent. And so it can get really hard. You know, they can go to one website that really loves the business card, and they think if they have their logo on it, it's good to go. And then they go to their, you know, their sign website to order their signs, and those two things can be very disconnected when they actually get the mailer different. And so we try and give them, help them with the whole picture to make sure that they are memorable from business card to website to lawn sign.
Yeah.
To mailer. So we do print and digital.
And okay, we do, yeah, the print piece, I think what Carrie brought up is a really good point, because it's not something that we recommend for everybody. It's really when you're going to farm something really specific, and certainly we never recommend it to an agent, you know, who's less than 5 years in the business, because
okay,
those agents aren't really making a whole lot of money. You know, it takes a few years to gain that momentum. Yeah. So you really have to be a seasoned agent. We are not, you know, proponents of like just sending EDDM postcards out. Those go right to the recycle bin, save your money. Yeah. You know, if you really, really want to farm a certain area, get super niche and then talk to those people, you know, and
yeah,
show your persona too. Like, don't just send a postcard with 25 listings that you sold. Like, nobody cares. Show them something of value and evoke that feeling of what it's like to work with you. Believe it or not, you can do that in print. If it's done the right way, it can have impact.
Yeah. I don't like, for us, we're definitely Casey. I feel like a lot of her persona comes from showing off her dog Rocky and how she loves, like, you know, dog adoption stuff. And she always has like events around that. And I don't even like her social media has her with Rocky. Mm-hmm. And she's always posting like her favorite charity is, what is it? Bunny's Buddies.
Mm-hmm. Bunny's Buddies.
And yes, she's always, I don't know. I just like that, you know, I just love that she kind of, that's like her personality, and she integrates that with her marketing too.
That you are right on.
To me, at one point they were like, well, your dog's in your photo. What if somebody's not a dog person? In full disclosure, if you don't want to work with me because I've got my dog in my photo, I more than likely don't want to work with you. Save ourselves a headache altogether.
That's exactly it. You are speaking to the people who you want to work with. And if they don't want, you don't want to work with those people. If they're not okay with your dog being there at your office or in your photo or whatever.
I went against myself and my better, what I just said one time. And the whole time after I handed them the card, they critiqued it and they ended up, we went our separate ways.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a good fit. I stepped on a wasp because it was going to sting us. And they just, we joined hands, said a prayer around the wasp. And then she was like, I don't think we're a good fit. I could not have agreed anymore.
Because she was mad she killed the wasp.
You know what?
The wasp doesn't create honey.
I'm going down this route with you.
So. For sure. And, you know, Casey, I was looking on your website in preparation for our talk today, and I did, you know, obviously notice you had the dog there, and that's a perfect example of, hey, get to know me. Like, this is part of who I am. Mm-hmm. Like it or leave it. And mm-hmm. It's okay if people don't want to work with you. It's exactly. Totally okay.
There's about 20 other agents yeah. that'll probably work with you. So yeah. The world will keep
We go about our business the same way. You know, if it's not a right fit, we'll know. And we actually don't really feel like it's really happened to us because we've pretty much attracted the clients that are the kind of people that we like to work with, that, you know,
yes,
have that family.
Oh, and I completely
balance and
forgot. That. Yes. Well, I wanted to point something out too. I completely forgot to say this when I was introducing you guys, but you guys just got on the Inman. So Inman, if you guys don't know, is a real estate publication, super big. You probably do know about it if you're a real estate agent and on social media. But these ladies just want, they got on their top list of like all-star marketers for the real estate industry.
That is so awesome. I've always wanted to
They know them. What they're talking about for sure.
Oh my God, we were so excited and humbled and like, oh my God, when I got the email the night before it broke, I was like, oh my God, we're calling Carrie, like, oh my God.
Yes. Yeah. Like, so no, I got the email too and was like looking through, because it's, you know, that's really a lot of what real estate is, especially like for me, I'm primarily a listing agent. So it's all marketing. And that's why I like real estate, because I like marketing. So Yeah, just that's a huge accomplishment. And
thanks.
Yeah, our audience needed to know.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like as a realtor, marketing is, you know, how much of your business, what would you put a percentage on? 35-45% of what you do is marketing yourself? What would you put? Because you're an agent.
Well, market. Oh, myself. Yeah, I would probably say about 30%. And then another, I would say maybe like 50% of what I do. Because I have like, you know, there's contract stuff, but I have a transaction coordinator. But like between marketing myself, marketing my team, marketing my listings.
Yeah.
It's all marketing.
It's all marketing.
Best no beats best. Yep. Yes. So I guess tell us a little bit more about, you know, what you're seeing for okay. So market strategy is always changing. There's always, I feel like, new trends in marketing. I guess like tell us a little bit about what trends you're seeing for 2024.
Well, I can tell you what we're seeing right now this very day, and that is that the market is changing and buyer agreements are going to be required most likely. And so right now, few agents, except maybe the state of Washington. I think, Casey, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Is North Carolina a buyer agreement state?
It is, yes.
It is, yes.
We have to have it before we can submit an offer. It has to be dated prior to submitting the offer.
Yes. So
this isn't going to, that's what I'm saying. This is not going to be that big of a adjustment for us.
For you guys, right. No. But for the rest of the country, it's like huge, right?
Well, and our commission right now. If the buyer's agent's dated after the contract, we don't get a commission.
That's crazy.
Really?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you that. One of the things that we feel super passionate about right now is agents understanding how to create and how to articulate their value proposition, their list of services, so that they do get paid, so that they can get that agreement signed, and to get ahead of that before it becomes a requirement in the rest of the country. We're actually hosting a webinar on Wednesday on this. This will be published after the webinar happens, but this Wednesday we're doing a webinar on exactly that, how to create your value proposition along with your list of services, how to communicate it in your website, how to put a buyer presentation together. So many agents just don't know how to do that and then articulate it. And so we feel really passionate about helping agents do that right now.
Okay.
We want to help them.
I'm going to send you a quick email. I'll post that on our pages, I'm sure Casey will too.
Awesome.
Great to promote that. So
that'd be great. Thanks.
We would love it.
Yes. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt though.
No, it's totally fine. So on top of what Christine said, I think the feeling that a lot of agents have right now is that, so the headlines are misinforming, right? I'm sure you guys have seen a lot of things that 100%. You're like, oh my God, that doesn't make sense at all. Like this whole commission thing is going to change the price of homes and all of that.
Yes.
So agents are trying to kind of get ahead of that fake news, right? But we want to arm them with, first of all, we are not about running your business. We don't have any, we're not going to tell you how to put together your buyer contract or any of that, but we want to help them articulate what they do in a way that makes people really want to get to know them. So I'm sure you've heard this before. It's not new for 2024, but it's about telling your story and getting your personality out there so that, again, you're attracting somebody that likes who you are and how you like to work. So it's less about, I got X over asking for this house, or, I beat out X number of sellers for, X number of offers and I got this price. No more just sold, all of that data, throwing that data out there. It's not attracting customers. It's you want to throw out who you are and how you work. And sure, some of that's important, right? Some of that's the proof point of how well you do your job. But so we're just trying to help people articulate themselves and really prove the news that's wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been really frustrating, you know, even like our president or, you know, the press, the White House press secretary, it's like, I, you know, they have to stand by their, you know, opinions on large corporations and whatnot. But at the end of the day, these brokerages are made up of individual business owners just trying to make it by. So it's, I just feel like it's a lot of lack of education.
Yes.
Speaking on it, yeah. But that's, you know, it's, and it's same with journalists, you know, there's a journalist on the Today Show that was saying there's not, barely any competition in the real estate industry. And
that couldn't be further from the truth, right?
Like, how many real estate agents do you know, lady? Like, what are you talking about?
There's 1.5 million realtors in the US.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was, very frustrating. But
yeah,
you know, what do you do? Like you said, you got to get ahead of it and get your marketing out there and control, you know, what little bit of the narrative that you can. So
absolutely. Yes.
So I guess in spirit of our podcast name, Realtor Hacks, Tips and Tricks, can you tell us some of your best hacks, tips and tricks for real estate agents?
Oh, what a great question, Carrie. I'm going to throw it over to you.
I'm going to tell you the same things that I always say. You want to be consistent from a visual standpoint. So I do most of the visual aspects of our job. That's my background. I'm the creative director. So from a visual standpoint, stick to 2 to 3 fonts, stick to 2 to 3 colors, and keep your messaging consistent. Use your branding in the same way consistently, because that builds recognition. Recognition builds trust, and trust is how you get, you build the relationship, right? So that's my tip. Be consistent.
Love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my God. What's my tip? Hire us. No, my tip is always on, honestly, like, I am such a believer in quality connections with your sphere of influence. And from a marketing perspective, it doesn't mean you have to spend money on advertising. I will encourage anybody never to spend money on online leads. I just feel like it's money down the drain and it's so hard to convert those, right?
Ditto.
If there's anything that you can do today is to put systems in place to stay in touch with your SOI in a consistent way and in a really authentic way. That's my biggest tip. I know people say that all the time, but it's like super, super important.
Right. So with that being said, do you guys, so we've got like help with branding, like fonts, colors, what your mission is, you know, and then creating who your avatar is, going after that avatar. Do you guys also help with like email marketing and your CRM too?
We actually really believe in the power of email. Email is, what's the ROI, Christine? It's like $3,600.
$36 for every dollar spent is what your return on email is.
So we had client after client after client asking us for help with their newsletter, their email newsletter. Because we kept saying, you know, you've got to reach out to people. It can be just once a month and share your stories, tell who you are, speak in your voice, use your same colors, And I felt like a broken record. And I said to Christine, we need to create a course for this. We need a course where they can go on and they can do it themselves, because they can't, not every agent can afford to hire us to completely redesign their email newsletter, right? So we created a course called Clicks to Closings, and you can find it on our website and register for it. And it's really quick. It's 6 modules that take you every step of the way from choosing an email platform to designing a nice banner with your headshot and all that and laying out your email to really great subject lines so that your email gets opened to content all the way through. So from beginning to end, to setting it up so that you know, have a plan here and all that. And that we feel like is really effective for agents to get out there and to, you know, create that email newsletter. So we do provide that service.
We wholeheartedly believe in the power of social media. We also realize that, you know, it can go away at any second. We don't own it. In fact, I don't know if you realize, if you remember, like 2 weeks ago, Facebook and Instagram went down for a number of hours. But your email list is your database. You own it. Nobody can take it away from you. And so email is the most cost efficient and effective way to stay in touch at scale and really evoke sort of, you know, your story and, you know, valuable insights and all of that kind of good stuff. So,
And it's free. It doesn't cost you anything to send an email, right? I mean, yes, you pay for a platform and whatever, but for the most part.
Yeah. But a lot of times, like your brokerage will give you access to a CRM to the email out of. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of what I've been hearing is like, you know, going, I guess we're already through Q1 now, just about for 2024. But I feel like I've been hearing a lot about email, been hearing a lot about websites, been hearing a lot about like automation for social media. So like a ManyChat type platform where it can send out, like send out information instantly when someone comments, you know, or DMs a certain word. So you guys are using ManyChat as well?
Yep, we do. Yeah, because you can't click on links in Instagram, and we always are wanting to share links. And one of the things that I like about ManyChat is, you know, it sends that message directly to them. And by commenting that whatever word that triggers the Instagram on Instagram that triggers them to get that direct message, that's them giving you permission to send you that direct message, in my opinion, right? And so a lot of times I will see it go through, and then I notice that maybe, I don't know if they've opened it. I don't know what happens after the fact. So I go in personally and I say, hey, I see that you got it. I don't do it like right that second. I give them a couple of days or even a week. And it's just like, hey, I'm following up. Like, let me know if you need help with the download or if you had a chance to look at it, if you have any questions. So it opens a door that to conversation, or, you know, I'll just comment on something that I've seen in that person's feed too, you know? So you're not barging in on their DMs. They've already opened the door for you. And so it's a nice way to start the conversation. And I think that real estate agents could use that in such incredible ways. You know, you post a gorgeous reel or video of a house and you comment, you know, say comment, I don't know, house or whatever. Somebody comments and you're in their messages. And that's where you can start the nurturing, the conversation. You do not say, hey, my open house is next week. Da, 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 da. Don't hammer them with, you know, the date of the details, the whatever. Don't assume that they want to show up at your, don't assume that they even are house shopping. Just build the relationship. Cause then you can get them on your email list. Then they're in your sphere of influence and it's a long game. It's all a long game, right?
Yeah. I love it. Yes. So do you schedule in? Do you have any sort of automation for that follow-up? Or is that something you schedule time?
I should say I time block it, but I hate to say it. I don't. I handle most of our social media, especially the Instagram end of it. And I tend to kind of every couple of days look and see, oh, did somebody comment on it? And then I'll go check our messages because it shows up on our end too, right? So I can say, oh,
right.
See, and I don't want it to be completely automated because I like to actually comment like, oh, I saw in your feed or, oh, I want it to be personal because then it does just feel like a chat bot. And then you're not building a relationship, right? It's no different than click, you know, click leads, right? So right, I try to build the relationship within the direct messages personally.
Okay, cool. So with, you know, we have many chat, are there any other like social media trends that you see coming? Like, I feel like there was that big push of like the 7 to 10 second videos that loop and whatnot, but I feel like I've seen a kind of die down on that lately. So I don't know. I'm curious, like, do you guys like push for that, or what do you think is going to be, you know,
we're not social media experts by any means. We lean more into things like websites and your branding and your identity and all of that. But I actually still think that being consistent with with the amount that you post, showing up authentically, like, we're broken record here, right? We're saying the same things, but these things apply to every platform. So being you, don't try and copy what other agents are doing. I hate when I see the same message, like somebody got a template or some, you know, real estate social media post that they should post. And I see different fonts and colors, but I see the same message in my feed, because of course our feed follows like all real estate agents.
Yes.
And that I hate when I see the same things over and over again. Like, be original. And I know that can be really hard, but
yeah,
you know, that's probably,
that's what it takes.
It does. Yeah, for sure.
Be original. And by being you, you are being original.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say it in your own words. Even if you take that idea, say it in your own language, how you would say it to your best friend. Like, say, read those things out loud and decide if that sounds like the way you would actually say it. And then if it's not, paraphrase it. That's okay.
Yeah.
So that's my
opinion. I'm with you on that. Cause that, I mean, I feel like in today's day and age, people's BS meters are very high. And
yes, they are.
So, you know, especially on like social media and stuff, like even like looking at this Kate Middleton stuff, like, it's like, we all know that she's not sitting there on Photoshop. Like, that was definitely someone, like, there's no way that the Royals even post their own content.
That's
like,
right.
I just don't see them even being allowed. So the fact that they had her go out and say like, oh, I was just like messing around on, you know, Photoshop or whatever. I'm like, everyone knows it's not true. And I know I'm praying for her with this cancer stuff, but it's it's just almost like, and they didn't know, but like, if they could have just said like, you know, we're going through some stuff right now, we'll talk about it soon, I feel like everyone would have been way less dramatic.
Honestly,
about it.
Honesty is the best way to go every time, right? Honesty is the best policy.
Yeah.
Like, just be upfront with people. Just be honest with people. Like, you know, in your social media, in your email marketing, in your business, because you're right. The bullshit meter is pretty sensitive.
High. Oh yeah. I mean, they're going through, like, you know, there's all these posts of like, oh, she, like, there was one little thing moved here. Or, like, you can see, this is like blurred out. I'm like,
oh yeah,
people are inspecting this.
There was a Vox article.
I'm not saying that people are doing that for a real estate post, but like,
I know
it's just, there's, with the power of social media to reach so many people, it's bound, you're bound to be, if you're not authentic, it's not going to hit the same.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. For sure.
So in terms of the mechanics of social media, you know, your guess is as good as mine. Like, I don't have that crystal ball. I don't know what's going to, if long reels, or I know that carousels were just expanded. So it used to be you could put 10 photos in a carousel or images, and now you can do 20. Personally, when I first saw that, I was like, oh, wow, they could do 20 house photos. And then I'm picturing myself, am I actually going to sit there and swipe 20 times to look at 20? No, my attention span is not there. And I think I have a better one than most people. So I don't know if those 20 page carousels are going to be worth anything. I don't know. And it's
no, but like a bigger extended one might, you know?
Yes, I actually do like the one that's bigger than a square. It's kind of a little taller than a square. Yep. Yes, that actually does grab attention a little bit better if you're going to do a single image post or even a carousel. But you have to be careful with that to make sure you don't put anything pertinent in that those top parts that will get cut off on your grid. Because if somebody goes to your Instagram grid and you've put critical information or like your head, you know, could cut you off right at the eyeballs or, you know, you want to make sure that you're still sticking to the important stuff stays in that square, in that middle square.
Got it.
You know, put the extra stuff on the top and bottom.
And yes, I catch myself having to like go around that.
Yeah, yeah. It's really important. And you know, you go to someone's grid and there's like, it's all garbled and messy. And when I look at someone's Instagram grid and it's messy, it's like looking at their messy kitchen, in my opinion. Like I want it to be clean and organized and easy to understand. And you can
archive. Does mine look like a messy kitchen or is it organized?
Is what?
Mine look like a messy kitchen or is it organized?
I haven't looked at yours, so I'll have to take a look after this.
I'm looking at mine. I'm like,
ooh,
it might be a messy kitchen.
Ours is a little messy sometimes too. And I go in and I try and clean it up. You can archive posts or you can actually have, if you have reels, you can set them to not show up on your grid. If you go in on your phone, you can keep the reel will be there. It'll still show up in people's feeds and all that. But if you have a reel, especially if the cover is like a crazy face, you know, sometimes it starts with like this odd expression. You can have it stay in your social, but you can take it out of your grid.
Okay. I feel like my medium of Rocky real estate and working out. So
that's perfect. That sounds like who you are, right?
Pretty much to a T. Yes.
Well, that's perfect then. That's great.
I love it.
I have time for much else.
Same. Thanks for having us, you guys. Really appreciate it.
Well, this was perfect.
Well, good. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Not the same time zone. 5:30 and 6:30 p.m. So yes. Amazing ladies, Inman's top marketer. So thank you guys so again, much. And we'll see you guys.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI, Real Estate On Air.